Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? March, they never changed anything.
All right, today's podcast is titled Amazon versus Sears, Tiny House Kits, Tiny House and Housing Kits. Sears, well, let's start off with Amazon. Amazon's selling tiny houses online for in the $3,000, $4,000 range, somewhere around there. Maybe $7,000, but I saw some for like $3,000 plus. Nothing new. From 1908 to 1940, Sears sold houses online. Not online, excuse me. There was no online. Sears sold houses, housing kits. Sears sold housing kits. They range in price from like $360 to like something like $10,000, a little bit over $10,000. Okay, so we're going to talk more about that and make some announcements. We're going to go over Solar Cabin again because we even have something they can take advantage of with that too.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively. And you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right, today's podcast is titled Amazon versus Sears Tiny House Kit, 619-768-2945. If you go to our Facebook page, which is e-commerceville, as a matter of fact, let me go to it myself. E-commerce social network. We have, already, if you scroll down at the top, you're going to see the podcast for the day, Sears Catalog Home. Then below that, Amazon versus Sears. Oh, man, I got it. Okay, that's in the scrolling marquee. Okay, you know what? I got to add on to this page right now. Let me do it. Okay, two pictures. Okay, where's the other picture? Doggone it. Okay, let's do it this way. Let me add that one on. I'm going to post it. All right, now I just posted. Let me refresh my page here. Okay. All right. Let me refresh it again. Okay, here we go. All right, now on our e-commerceville page, I just posted a picture of a house. That was a house that was originally purchased as a house kit, sold through a Sears catalog. All right? So Amazon's not the first. Sears and Roebuck sold housing kits from 1909 to 1940. They sold approximately 70,000 housing kits. Now, at the time, the population of the United States was something like 93 million people in 1940. And once again, they started in 1908 and stopped it in 1940. So the population of the United States was a little bit over 93 million people. They sold 70,000 of those kits. That was less than 1% of the population of the United States. So in total, most people didn't buy it. And that's a pretty nice size house. Like I said, that's in Stephensville, Missouri. Stephenville's population today is 660 people. Stephenville, Missouri is what I consider, that's in what I call the real United States. In the real United States, you've got a lot more freedom than you have in a New York City, a Boston, a Washington, D.C., Miami, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Antonio, all those places, the huge metro areas. Overregulated, you can't do this, you can't build that. But in Stephenville, you can. All right. Now, so the population today is 660. I don't know what it was back in 1908 to 1940. But I can tell you this. In 1940, and the Sears kits, housing kits, retailed for $360 on the low end and up around maybe a little bit over $10,000 on the high end. I don't know how much this house in kit form retailed for, but it did. Now, how many of those houses that Sears sold through the catalog, after people ordered them, how many out of those 70,000 between 1908 and 1940 actually got those homes assembled, habitable, and livable? I haven't found that answer yet. Because they just seen the kit. You know, and then back then, in 1908, 1940, things were a lot more, that's what I'm saying, the real United States. You know, some places you didn't even need a permit to put up a house. And in those locations that you did, it was basically hassle-free. But then once you, I mean, you got the contents of the shell of the house, but what about, you know, first thing, do you have the skill set to assemble a house? Because a whole lot of things out here, I mean, Apple computers originally sold kits. And what Steve Jobs and Wozniak found out kind of quick is the typical Western consumer is not a DIYer. They're not do-it-yourselfers. And they want something turnkey, press the button. So they stop selling kits and start selling them turnkey or press the button. It is proof. The rest is history. Every car that you see, every vehicle that you see on the road, you can get as a kit. But is the typical person with a driver's license, do they have the skill set to assemble a car out of a kit, or a motorcycle out of a kit, or a pickup truck out of a kit, or a bus out of a kit? No, no, and hell no. This is why I don't like the academic system in mainstream education. It's all you, and I've got a college degree. Got it on time in 4 years. Because in 16 years, to say nothing of 1 year of law school, but in 12 years of, you know, grades 1 through 12, 4 years of undergrad school, and even 1 year of law school, what, that's what, 17 years? The only thing that I'm skilled at is taking quizzes. I know how to take a quiz. I know how to take a test, SL multiple choice, and write a paper. In law school, we call them briefs. That's it. And you wonder why people who have graduated from Ivy League schools are living at the Salvation Army out on the street or in the tent. The academic system, although it might have its place, is overemphasized, is overrated. And at the end of the day, all they're doing is just selling a sheet of paper saying that you might be smart. That's about it. It's an ego trip. And once again, I've got a sheet of paper. Sheepskin, whatever you want to call it. All right. So, how many of those $70,000 housing kits, did people convert now as well? Like I say, if you go to our Facebook page, eCommerceville, that is a picture of a house, of a Sears house, a house that was sold to the Sears catalog. All right. Now, Amazon is, let me see if I can find out. I swore I put it up this morning, but I guess I didn't. Amazon's got a house. Well, they got more than one, but Amazon tiny house. Let me find that. Amazon tiny house. Let's see. They're selling tiny house kits. And, well, here's one for $20,000. But they got one for $3,000. In that ballpark. And I'm trying to find it right now to post it. Let's see. Yes, where is that tiny house kit? Oh, wait, no, that's not it. They got on here for various prices, $9,000. Let's see. What do they have on Pinterest? What I want to do is put it up here for you. All right, that's not the house I was looking for, but if you go to Pinterest, they got them on there. Let's see. Tiny house. You know what? $3,000. All right. Well, when I find, if I don't find it during this podcast, they got them for $3,000, $19,000, and prices all in between. But my question to you, I'm trying to find the one out, man. I swore I loaded it up this morning, but I apparently didn't. Let me go look through my gallery again. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay, let me go back to eCommerceville. I'm getting ready to load it up, folks. Here we go. All right. I knew I had it in here somewhere. All right, let me refresh my page and let you know that it's there. All right, page refresh. Okay. All right. Did it refresh yet? Okay, here it is. All right, now. If you go to eCommerceville, our page on Facebook, and you'll see it. These self-assemble tiny houses from $3,600, and you have a picture, one of the ones for $3,600. Okay. And then the picture below that is a Sears house, circa 1908 to 1940. The minimum wage also in 1940 was 30 cents an hour. Okay. It's not like that in the United States anymore, but there are countries around the world where the minimum wage is 30 cents an hour. You wonder how some of these people become billionaires? They don't have shit made in the United States. But anyway, that's another story. That's another podcast. So the house below that is a Sears house circa 1908. They built those, shipped those from 1908 to 1940. From the low price of $360 to around $10,000. And then right above that is a tiny house for $3,600. I know they sell them at $20,000+ on Amazon. Okay. All right. Of course, you're not going to get 30 cents labor or 75 cent labor like you used to. Not in the United States. All right. Now, there are ways to approach that. If you practice Zuzu economics, which is cooperative economics, you practice cooperative economics, get together with nine or more friends, you can wipe out labor costs to zero. All right? But Western countries are consumer countries. All right, so in light of that, let me get back to my studio. If I can find it, we shall. Oh man, I got to find it all over again. Okay, Blog Talk Radio. People that are interested in learning how to assemble houses. I got a guest that's supposed to be on anyway. I'll let him announce it. But here's my take on the thing with the tiny house. You know what? Once again, less than 1% of the people, the American population, will order those houses. I mean, the serious DIY person, do-it-yourself person, they'll put that house together. All right. Others, they'll order the kit, but then they're going to discover, you know what, I can't get a building permit to put this in where I live at. Or if I do get a building permit, you know, I need an electrician to install, electrical systems, the plumbing systems, this, that, or that. Okay. My suggestion is if you're going to order a tiny house kit, order it out. You know what? Do it in a rural area. Do it in a rural area. And then, of course, check with the locals, to find out, whatever particulars that you might need to do all that before you click that mouse. Do that before you click that mouse. Okay. And if you put it in the right area, brilliant idea, particularly if you can get it permitted. Like saying, some place you won't even need to get a permit. But I'm telling you right now, in your larger cities, with a lot of government overregulation, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, at this time. Rural place where the places go. But still check with the local source. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.